Well, you don't have a story until something goes wrong. Mary Kay always said that people at the top have the bloodiest knees. What does that mean? It just means they fell down more than anybody else. George Soros, one of the richest men in the world, he said he delighted in finding his mistakes. Well, my career has been littered with failure after failure. I remember my very first skincare class. I had been a great student, rehearsed the words, practiced them in front of a mirror with my flip chart, set my table, and made sure my mirrors were shining. I'd cleaned all 350 square feet of my little house and baked brownies for my guest. Well, it was about 15 minutes prior to the start of the class, and I thought it was a little odd that no one had called and that no one was there yet, and by 2:30, I realized they weren't late. They weren't coming. So I did what anybody would have done in that situation. I just cried, and then I ate all the brownies because, you know, you can always justify chocolate. Well, in the middle of eating one of those brownies, I realized that if I gave up that day, then those five people, who I loved dearly, would then be in control of my destiny. Even though I loved them, I wasn't going to let them control my destiny, and neither should you. My advice is don't look to other people for their approval, and do not allow other people's poor manners or upbringing or lack of attention to detail to stop you from becoming successful and following your God-given dreams. You see, doctors look at our medical history. They want to know about our parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents, their illnesses, and the cause of their death. And they do that for a reason. They do it to predict our medical future. All my life, I have heard people say that they can predict some people's futures by looking into the break room at the place where they're employed and at the people who have been there 10, maybe 20 years longer than them. And when you look at them, you are looking at your future. It is my opinion that we become like the five people with whom we spend the most time. Now, these issues that I'm talking about, as my friend National Sales Director Rena Tarbett says, are not heaven and hell issues. These aren't the kind of issues that keep you out of heaven, but they sure do control the quality of life that you have here on earth and your ability to pursue your dreams and to live your life to the fullest.